At a 13 to 11, let's preview the other meeting in Victoria today, where we're heading off to Donald this afternoon. Mark Hunter joins us. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Good, thank you.
Fine, a good 4-8 races. What did you think?
I don't mind it. No, I think the first half of the program today looks pretty good. So hopefully we'll have a bank by race 5 and that'll take us into the night.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first, a 3-year-old maiden, 1,200. And here we've got number one, Alzvoir at 420, Taxu at 330, 370 for Ahadi Farazi, 7 for Kenzie River, racked off at $4.60.
A tricky little race, the first. That toppy that looks like it's been well backed, I've only seen it once and it didn't have much idea what it was doing. That was back in October. So I've gone around it, but the money does worry me. I'm tipping number four, Ahadi Farazi, a horse who went back from the wide gate on debut at Stony Creek, picked its way through the field, ran on really well and just failed. I think race experience will be crucial. It can go forward, take a closer spot. It's my top pick to beat number three, Taxu. Taxu trialled well at Cranbourne. It took plenty of riding. Around here, it'll get back and certainly need every bit of the 1,200 metres. I thought number eight, Vesnina, trialled up okay there at Cranbourne. And five, Kenzie River. I've liked both its runs. They've been in good company. A recent trial, I just thought it might have trialled a bit better, but it's drawn for a good run. I'll put them in the tricky race, 4, 3, 8, and 5.
So 4 from 3, 8, 5. Now the second, a maiden, 16, 20. And in this race, we've got number one, Bomb Blast, 8.50. Down to Medicine Ball at 5.50. Destined to Boom, 6.50. Taruk at $2 and Protocol at 5.50.
Yeah, only flip of the coin odds, but I thought this was the best of the day, number seven, Taruk. Its last start at Wodonga. Unusually, that was a day where the fence was no great spoil up there. It copped a bit of heat in front, and it was left a sitting shot for a horse called Florida Dream to run it down and win. Now, Florida Dream, since gone to Sandown, ran fantastic there. It looks like a coming city winner. You've got some other good form out of the race. I thought that Taruk would either pounce on the front or be right there, would control the race, and would win. To beat number three, Medicine Ball. Getting fitter for racing, was stuck wide last time and fought on quite well. Number eight, Protocol, it's limited, but it's going to get a good run from the draw. And then number five, Destined to Boom, just couldn't wind up at Werribee, was okay through the line. The extra trip should help. I thought seven would win here, 7, 3, 8, and 5.
So we go 7 from 3, 8, and 5. Now we go to race three. This is a 1350 metre race, and we've got a short price favourite. We'll get to that shortly. Number one, Don't Test Me Though at 8, 480 for Racing Revolution, 650 Pantera Nera. Suburbia is the favourite, resuming it's at $1.65.
Yeah, I can see why it's a short favourite. Scratch from another race earlier in the week for this one. Showed good form last campaign. Recent trial, it was back. It took some riding along, but even despite finishing back in the field, it was still good to the line. It won't lead. It'll probably be tucked away there, fourth or fifth inside from gate one. It won't want to get held up. It's a little bit one-paced. As long as the runs come, it should be too good for them and should win comfortably. To beat number two, Racing Revolution. It kicked off at Kyneton, went forward, set up near the speed, was very one-paced but battled on well to finish second. Number three, Pantera Nera. It's the likely leader and will give you a sight in front. And I put number one, Don't Test Me in next best, who whacked away okay last time. It's not a bad multiple race this one. We'll get to that later. I think 5 will win from 2, 3 and 1.
So 5, 2, 3, 1. Now race 4. This is a maiden over 1,000, taking out the 11. Number 1, All Too Natural, 390. Brother Paul at 550. Shackam is at 5. Sir Portier at 350. 480 for Danger in the Past.
Yeah, I don't mind this race either. I think they're two main hopes, 2 and 4. I think number 2, Brother Paul's the best value for the day. It's a horse that had trialled well going into Hanging Rock, which we know Hanging Rock, you've got to be up on the speed or near the fence or you're gone. Well, it missed the start. It was sent forward wide, was wide the whole way, was entitled to drop out and kept coming to run fourth. John Keating takes over. I think we just need a clean getaway from the barrier, take a spot somewhere near the front, and I'd be very surprised if it missed each way. Big Danger number 4, Sir Portier, kicked off its career at Werribee. It got back. It was green. It didn't have much luck at all up the straight. It can only be an improver. One, All Too Natural. It'll push forward from that wide gate and give you a sight. And I put number 3, Shakam, in for fourth. It won a trial by a big space, but slow time, and the opposition looked like, they were unnamed. They actually looked like they just out there for education, so that was no real guide. The main hopes, 2 and 4. I'll go 2, 4, 1 and 3.
2, 4, 1, 3. Race 5, 16, 20. Take out the 4. One Say Goodnight, 350. Undetected, 240. Anna Nicole Snitz at 4. A Quiet Drinks at 650. And then we're down to another Kerry at 850.
Yeah, it's a tough quaddy, this one. They're really open races. This is no exception. I'll tip number 2, Undetected. It's going okay without raving. I just think the fact it's got gate 1, there's a few that'll roll forward. I would imagine it would end up leaders back and get every possible chance here to break back into the winner's circle. To beat number 7, another Kerry. It was wide last time and fought on quite well. The stable's having a good run there. 3, Anna Nicole Snitz. It comes back from 64 grade to 58. Was just fair, but getting fitter. And 1, Say Goodnight, who won okay. There wasn't much behind it. I think this is a harder race. Really tough race to start the quaddy. 2, 7, 3, 1.
2 from 7, 3, 1. Race 6 is the second leg of the quaddy over 2,000. Take out the 8. Number 1, Bemboka Queen at 5. Grey Honour, 420. Manor Host is at 650. Down to Colonel Clink, 650. For All We Know, 750. And Xenia is a $5 chance.
Yeah, even race again. And with number 2, Grey Honour. It's a horse that sat back the Benalla race the other day. It was impossible to make ground at Benalla. And this horse sat back 4th or 5th. Was never going to run down the winner, but did finish the race off quite well. The stable's flying to beat number 1, Bemboka Queen. It's a mare I back every start. Gee, it showed great promise early in its career. It's sort of lost its way. You can forgive its last run. The tempo was against it. The blinkers go on here today. It's been well backed. It's getting near last chance for me. Down to number 9, Xenia, who got a long way back last time, picked its way through the field and ran on well. And 6, Colonel Clink, who's just going to get a great run from the barrier. Wasn't hopeless there at Kyneton, and a chance here in an even race. I'll go number 2, the one to beat. Even race, 2, 1, 9, and 6.
So 2, 1, 9, 6. Now the 7th of Fillies and Mares, 58, and here you can take out the 10. Number 2, Omar Rose at 4.40, Chorus at $1.95, Scarbeck, 9.50, Mosh Vago, 6.50. She's Our Gift at $7.
Yeah, gee, $1.95 Chorus. I don't know where that win came from last time. It had shown nothing at all to suggest it could do that. It ran good time and it won well. Look, I might be wrong. I'm going to go around it here and look for some value. I'm going to tip number 4, Scarbeck, who, ex-Freedman, now with Melody Cunningham, always shown ability, this horse. I thought it was good first up, then probably outclassed at Flemington, and then got back at Stony Creek and peeled out, and you just struggled to win doing that. It's changed stables. It's had a good trial at Geelong. At blinkers off, good gait. I thought it could run a race here with a good speed up front. To beat number 2, Omarose, who will go forward from gate 1, got that 3-kilo claim, will take running down. Number 8, Halcyon, just wide all the way last time at Sandown. If they go hard, it'll be strong late. And then number 5, Mosh Vago, just wasn't aided by that slow getaway last time. Look, I put the favourite in the quaddy, but I'm going around it here at the odds. I'll go 4, 2, 8 and 5.
4, 2, 8 and 5. And now to race 8, the last over 1,200. Takeout runners 7, 8 and also the 11. Number 2, Lockdown Jack is at 7.50. Aloof at 4.20. Rock and Todd, 2.30. Street Style at $5. And we've got Rossa Antica, who's a $7 chance.
Listen, other race where the favourite seems poison odds. It might win, but no value at all. I'm with number 9, Rosso Antico, who's had a fantastic campaign. It's off a little fresh and over a 1,500-metre run. It'll be beaten for speed from gate 1, but, gee, if Harry Coffey can just pick his way through up the straight, it'll be charging at them late to beat number 3, Aloof. It's hard, it's fit, the stable's flying, it'll push forward, look for the top and run well. Number 4, Rod and Todd, comes out of that benchmark 70 at the Valley, so it's a drop in grade. It was just a fair run there. And I thought number 6, Street Style, was a big win last time at Ararat. Back and down the outside, certainly a chance of repeating that. I'll go 9, 3, 4, and 6.
9 from 3, 4, and 6. What's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
My best is race 2, number 7, Taruk. My roughy, race 4, number 2, Brother Paul. Going to go wide in the quaddy. I think it's hard. First leg, 1, 2, 3, and 7. Second leg, 1, 2, 6, and 9. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. And come home with 2, 3, 4, 6, and 9. Play of the day, I'm centering on race 3. I'm going to take a trifecta. 5 to win, 2 and 3 second, and to come third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. And the first 4, same thing, 5 to win, 2 and 3 second, and for third and fourth, numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
Very good, Mark. Good luck today.
Thank you. Yeah.